On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. He must be reintroduced with each opportunity. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, just takes great care of us in every way, so we appreciate that. In the studio with us now, Kelly Filer is back, president of the Regional Engagement Center. I've been talking to you for years. Somebody had an idea of maybe getting a little go-to place for teens and kids and parents, maybe an engagement center or something going.
Oh, my goodness.
When was that conversation?
We started those conversations in 2016.
Is that what it was?
2016 is when we started talking about it. I remember we met at the Borough Building, and we just invited anybody from the community to come and sit and talk about what can we do? We need somewhere for the kids to go after school. We need a place for engagement, as you said. We
right.
need a place for kids to go other than, you know, the library is a wonderful place, but I remember Pam Ross and I talked a whole bunch at the very beginning.
You can't have everybody there.
Well, yes. And she would be like, we really need a place for the kids who aren't librarying to go.
Oh, librarying.
Librarying.
It's an adjective now.
And we used to have phone conversations back and forth all the time about like, uh-oh, look, watch out for this one. And, you know, this person looks like they need some help and stuff like that. And she and I haven't talked in years about that kind of stuff.
Well, and I think the greater Susquehanna YMCA has had an idea at that time and had some programs and still does, but they don't have a big footprint there and don't have a location per se. And so kids had ball fields if they had organized sports, but you still needed a place for one individual kid or just two to go to, some kind of place like that.
Yep. Part of it is, and it's been in the newspaper a lot lately, is the PAYS data, the Pennsylvania Youth Survey data. And just recently, I mean, that's part of what we use when we started the rec, was the fact that they said that they could easily get access to drugs, they could get away with antisocial behavior because nobody's really watching or caring, but that they said they wouldn't get engaged in that stuff as much if they had somewhere to go. And they rated Selinsgrove Grove as particularly disorganized, and that was back in 2015. And so we took that information, and it's like, we can't just keep saying, don't do drugs, don't do antisocial stuff, without giving them somewhere to go. And so we needed to open the doors. And that's been one of our core values from the very beginning, is that we have to have our doors open to everyone.
Okay, so you came up with the REC, you and some other folks came up with the REC Regional Engagement Center. You had one location, and then a church came available, so you got that renovated.
Yep, we were able to purchase the church that had a fire while they were building a new one, and you know, DB Construction donated oversight of the redoing of the building, and just the community. It was an amazing coming together. Bingham and Lumber, Kohl's Hardware, everywhere, came in to help us really make this place amazing.
You're going to leave people off the list.
I know. I was like, if I start.
So I'll stop you before you finish. How about that? So nobody knows how many other folks you're going to name or any you might have forgotten. But yeah, everybody fell together. Okay, so the REC exists now. Total budget on an annual basis?
Our budget is about like $250,000.
Okay, and
yep.
You are having fundraisers coming up. Supported by the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way?
The Susquehanna Valley United Way.
Okay.
Their new name.
That's right.
Yep. And we are supported by them. I remember sitting down at the very beginning of the REC with Marty Gates, who used to be the CEO of Transitions of PA. And she told me you need to have one-third of your funding from grants, one-third from donations, and one-third from fees for services. And I'm struggling a little bit with the fees for services because, yeah, as I said, our core value was to have the doors open to everybody.
Just charge the kids.
I'm not going to charge the kids. But there are other things that we can be using the building for. It's a great building. Somebody's having a Christmas party there. There's a birthday party tomorrow. Somebody's having a 17th birthday party tomorrow. And a wedding in December. It's a great facility to use. And that's where we really need to start marketing ourselves more and do our advertising of things to do on the weekends, like cornhole.
A wedding at the REC. You had me at that. All right. Well,
yeah.
We'll explore that a later date since you mentioned the cornhole. All right. So this is cornhole tournament. This is the throwing of the little bean bags at the wooden targets that have a hole in them. And half our audience doesn't play cornhole.
It's amazing, but if you ever are sitting at a bar watching a TV, guaranteed you'll watch it on TV without realizing
it. It's really catching on. It's like pickleball. It's everybody's talking about it. So this is at the REC on your campus of the REC Sunday, October 30th. So it's coming up on a Sunday, and you'd like this to be a big regional fun go-to cornhole tournament.
Absolutely. Apparently there's, you know, I'm just learning more about cornhole, and apparently there's two clubs in the area that we need to reach out to get on their list of contacts, because the cornhole community is pretty big, I understand, and they are good. Sean Smith won the last one, and Tom Chrissinger and his son Ethan came in second, and ooh, they're coming back to compete again, and we'll either be inside or outside if it's nice, but we're going to go up to 30 teams at least this time if possible.
All right, so it's double elimination. The winner of the cornhole gets a $200 cash prize. Winner of the chili cook-off. So you're having a chili cook-off at the same time.
And
this
too.
Is Sunday the 30th, 1 p.m. it starts.
Yep. And the judging of the chili will be at about 1:30.
And who are your judges for chili?
Well, you can pay $2 to be a judge for the chili if you want. Otherwise, it might be, I don't know, maybe I'll get some of the kids to judge it.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, there's a lot of good cooks in Seal and Scrub. Get Sarah Lover to be a judge over there.
Oh,
she's
yes.
a good egg. She's on council and
Love
a good, good person. So she has good taste. So she will be able to be a good judge. All right.
That's a good
idea.
and
tell me about your vision for the cornhole tournament. You're one of these people around here that you do not think small. So I have a feeling you're hoping that this has a big crowd.
I what I'm learning, and you know, it's part of why we had the vision for, you know, the Intergenerational Community Life Center, too, is because we're realizing there are a lot of people who could use some things to do on the weekends and have somewhere else to go and something to do. And the fact that there were so many people coming out to, you know, do our first cornhole tournament, it's just something that you can just come and play. What if our building was just open and you had a membership like the Y and you just came and played cornhole every weekend or something? Or bingo. Kind of like what some of the seniors are able to do at the senior centers, you know, during a very limited amount of time. If you could do that on the weekends or in the evenings with your friends, wouldn't that be neat?
All right. And you just want the whole town to be a better place to live with fun and activities and people to have something to do and a go-to place.
Yep. Yeah. It's, you know, it's a neat if we don't have it at the rec, then we want to be able to tell people where it is. So we have families coming and asking us about all kinds of resources. You know, we love to be able to be a, you know, a hub for food. You know, we gave boxes of food out on Wednesday. We love being able to do that when we can. But, you know, mental health resources, academic resources, all kinds of stuff.
All right. So the rec cornhole tournament and chili cook-off. You want participants in the chili cook-off. How much does it cost to register if I'm going to get in it?
$10.
Okay.
Bring your chili.
Okay, so $10. And if you want to be a judge, you pay $2 to be in. If you want to register a cornhole team, that's $40 now.
$40 now, $50 the day of.
Because
then we'll let them booger up our brackets.
Okay. Well, yeah. Yeah, and a double elimination. You say you have an app that's going to help you work through that process.
There's something on the computer that helps us do that, thank goodness.
All right, yeah, that's I wouldn't even know how to do that math. Okay. So, but cornhole tournament coming up, big fundraiser. And you got just basically maybe part of the message that you have for our audience today is that the REC is a great community 501c3 nonprofit worthy of charitable support.
I appreciate that, Mark. I really do, because all nonprofits are struggling this year and across the country, and we just really need to make sure that the things like a REC stay open. You know, we're not giving out big, you know, we're not giving things out. We have minimal staff to make sure that we have a safe and supervised place for all these kids, because we're having about 50, 55 kids every day. And they're big kids anymore. I love it that they, you know, they started coming when they were in, you know, third grade, and those third graders are now in ninth grade and 10th grade and stuff. And they're big kids. They play the piano. They play football. They're out in the parking lot playing basketball. They're playing four square. You know, I had to throw a kid's football outside because they were throwing it inside, and I saw it go through the screen. But, you know, they want somewhere to go and be together. And just knowing that, you know, the PAYS data recently was in the paper that 40% of kids feel sad and depressed most days, and 19% considered suicide, and 11% have made at least one attempt. That just breaks my heart. Mm-hmm. And the suicides that have occurred in our area lately, we can't get those kids back. And so we need to be here for those families, for the friends of those kids, for those kids, for the community.
Well, and I think people may think, well, I can't do anything about it. But then, you know, we work through it and other folks inspire us and maybe we feel motivated. Turns out we can do things. We're the village. You know,
you
if it takes a whole village to save these kids, we're it. And shame on us if we can't. That's
right.
My opinion. But
anyway. The article yesterday said something about, like, we need to be normalizing conversations about mental health as if it was like a broken leg. Like, if you saw a kid with a broken leg, you'd be like, oh, no. Oh, what happened? And we would feel for that kid. That's the empathy. People think if you hear somebody say they're depressed or you hear about a kid cutting, that you're like, oh,
what's wrong with him?
Do you talk about? How do you address that? And I actually heard, you know, one girl came to me yesterday and was telling me about, you know, a situation just like that, and that she went to the people in her school and they were like, okay, we'll take care of it. And even just hearing that, we'll take care of it. You can't take care of someone's mental health. You can offer them tools and resources. And that's, you know, what we want to be doing at the rec.
Okay, so the Cornhole Tournament supports all of these initiatives. It is a way to help. Cornhole Tournament and Chili Cook-Off coming up on Sunday, October 30th. We have less than a minute left. Just give me a quick update on the intergenerational facility itself.
You know, it's still out there. You know, we have the pending match $2 million state grant that we're hopefully going to hear something maybe from Senate Appropriations about a federal grant to go with that. If not, you know, that's kind of still all out there, but the facility is still there. And if it's, you know, if it's not that facility,
it's
the ceiling's
broken,
you know, if it's not that one, it's, you know, we got to do it somewhere. You know, we have to be able to, there's, you know, places in Sunbury and Shamokin, that was also just in the paper, where they're talking about, you know, these kind of places helping bridge isolation and depression and things like that. So,
okay, it's making sure that they're there for the community. Yeah, the community's got to pull together. We're the village. Thank you so much, Kelly. Thanks for coming.
Here with you, Mark.
Oh, yeah, I love these updates. Just come back in 3 months, whether we need to or not, or 2 months. Kelly Filer, president of the Regional Engagement Senator, Cornhole and Chili Cook-Off is October 30th. That's a Sunday at 1 p.m. SealandsGroveRec.com. Thank you, Kelly.
Bye.